I like to think I have a pretty thick Earth accent myself. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a show that takes on the big questions that maybe haven't even been recognized as big questions yet. I'm Brady. It's Wednesday, February 28th. Last week, NASA put a spacecraft back on the moon for the first time in half a century. The idea is to eventually get humans back up there in the near future as well. And there's always talk about setting up a lunar colony, maybe even a human base on Mars. You probably know that there are already lots of scientists and technicians trying to figure out everything it would take to make these trips to far-off places safe and habitable for humans. And there are also people trying to figure out the ways those communities out in space will mirror the ones here on Earth and how they might be different. For example, what if a human colony on Mars ends up developing its own accent? It's one of those questions that most of us wouldn't think to ask, but when we hear it, it actually makes a lot of sense. Accents typically form when people in particular places or within the particular communities or groups adopt the same ways of pronouncing words, the same vocabularies, the same ways of speaking. And there's research that shows this works even when people come from a variety of places and get together. In 2019, there was a study about researchers who worked in Antarctica over that continent's winter. They included 5 people with accents from southern England, 3 with accents from northern England, 1 from the northwestern United States, 1 from Germany, and 1 from Iceland. So there was a range of accents within the group. Over time, every single person in the group started changing the way they pronounced specific sounds so that they sounded more alike. This wasn't a conscious thing. Nobody set language rules. They just started sounding more and more like each other. Imagine sending a small group of people like these Antarctic researchers on a rocket to somewhere in the solar system. Who knows what kind of accent might develop? In fact, the longer humans are on another celestial body, maybe they could even develop more than one accent. One astronaut might have a distinctly southern Martian accent, not to be confused with the noticeably different-sounding northern Martian accent. You can learn more about how humans might develop accents in space at CoolWeirdAwesome.com. Coming up, we'll tell you about a clever invention that comes from this planet. That's right after this short break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Here's a device that can save street artists a lot of time and effort. Ukrainian artist Vitaly Tesh has developed the Graffiti Color Mixer. With help from hydraulic pressure and 3D printing, he can spray paint with one color and then switch over to a different color without having to change cans or even stop painting. I'm Brady. Hope you have a colorful day today. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.